It's day 201.
In a world where we're constantly told to consume, regaining control can feel like a daily battle. Count every calorie. Eat slowly, only when you're actually hungry. Understand your inner chimp. Keep your journey front of mind, and together, we'll develop a better relationship with food. This is hashtag 365.
And it's the push today. As I approach the weekend in my timeline, pushing towards that goal on the scales this weekend. Yesterday's weigh-in was a little bit inconclusive. 16 stone 8 was the reading I went with, making me the lightest I've been in the last 5 years, since 2014. 1 pound underneath that, and I'll be the lightest that I've been in 16 years plus. So today is the push. Today is all about maintaining that focus, thinking about all the things that we've learned so far, pulling all those concepts and all those coping mechanisms right up to the front in this daily battle against food. And in my timeline, it's a Friday. Fridays are always tough. People go to the pub, people get like bring sweets and chocolates and stuff like that into these studios. It's always tough. And then, of course, you've got to contend with the weekend. And then it's a weigh-in. Oh, my God. Maybe if I started this again, I wouldn't have the weigh-in on a Sunday. Maybe I'd have it, like, on a Wednesday or something. You know what I mean? I don't know. But here we are, day 201. And what I'm thinking about today is I'm thinking about the number on that scale. We've been sort of faffing around in the 16-10, 16-9, 16-11, 16-10, 16-12, 16-9, 16-10 sort of range for too long. Seeing that 16-8 on the scale yesterday made me realise that now we're in this, back in the picture, back in the frame, back in the kind of mindset, I want to see that number coming down. So all I'm thinking about right now, what I'm visualising, is 16 stone 7, 1 pound. Underneath that 16 stone 8. The lightest I've been in over 16 years. 16 stone 7 is what I'm aiming towards for the next weigh-in. And I'm not going to achieve that by falling off the wagon. I'm not going to achieve that by drinking a glass of rosé and then going, oh yeah, I'll just have some chicken bites or whatever, that'll be fine, or some onion rings. That's not going to happen. It's only going to happen if I stick to my calories religiously. It's only going to happen if I get my steps away, religiously. It doesn't matter how tired you feel or like lethargic or run down, all those kind of excuses you have to start eating badly again. Doesn't matter. Well, unless you're tired or whatever, because you're starving yourself to death. Obviously, then you should eat something. Come on. Sometimes I feel like I have to drop these caveats in, but this is about eating healthy, not about not eating at all, right? Sticking to the calories that you've set, a safe amount of calories, but just nudging that weight down week on week, week on week, week on week. 16 stone 7 is my aim. 16 stone is what I'm visualizing. I'm thinking about how it's going to feel when I step on the scales and I see that number and know that I've broken through. It's all that matters now. It's been a crazy year so far. I don't just mean in terms of this journey, just in terms of everything going on. I've like moved house, you know, like my job's been crazy. I've done loads of other stuff. It's been a completely batshit year. But 2019 for me will be the year that I turned my weight and my body and my life around. And I need to see that number on the scale. 16 stone 7. Have a good day. I'll see you tomorrow for DFI Day.